prognosis was bad for a wounded teenager in Congo. The 16-year-old, identified in press reports only as Jay, was apparently caught by gunfire in Congo's civil war. His left arm had to be amputated just below the shoulder to save his life, but an infection flared. Dr. David Knott, a vascular surgeon at London's Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, was working in Congo for Doctors Without Borders. Dr. Knott has been one of Tony Blair's doctors. He quickly determined that Jay needed what's called a four-quarter amputation to remove his infected shoulder. The field hospital at which he was working had just one pint of blood and limited supplies. Dr. Knott had never before performed that kind of amputation. He tried to get hold of one of his London colleagues, Dr. Marion Thomas, who, as it happens, was vacationing in the Azores. Phone and email didn't work, but Dr. Knott did get a text message through. Dr. Thomas sent back two messages detailing the procedure, which closed by saying, "Easy, good luck." Dr. Knott performed the operation successfully, and the boy is recovering. Dr. Knott told the UK's Mail Online, "God works in mysterious ways," and this time, he was working via text message.